because I worked at the gin. I worked at a cotton gin for several years.
Oh.
And used the term quite often.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you used hops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about if there were a log across the road, and you'd say they tied a chain around it and they
pulled it.
Okay. And if you were using the word drag in reference to that, you'd say they tied a rope or a chain or whatever it was around it. Yesterday they tied a chain around it and they
drug.
Okay. And in the past they have
dragged.
Okay. Those are the things that those the funny thing about those to me, we had to all do before we could do this, we had to all do this ourselves. You heard of it? I didn't know. I couldn't. There are so many of these that if you say them, what first comes to your mind, it's okay. But if you stop and think about
it. Right.
I don't know what they are. There's something like that that has to do with swim and dive. The same kinds of things.
Swim and swim and swim and
all those things. I was just, because I didn't know. I didn't know what I would say. They were so weird. Oh, what do you call a thing that people, when people are planting a crop, what they break the ground with?
What they break the ground with?
Yeah, or well, when they're getting ready.
A disc.
Okay.
That's what they do first.
Okay.
They disc the ground first,
okay,
break it
then,
up.
And then, is a disc a type of, is a disc something different from a plow? Or is it
a disc. You just, this is what you do before you plant to get the ground ready.
Okay, and then?
Now when you plow, the crops are up,
okay,
and you're plowing then to clean them out in the middles.
Mm-hmm.
To throw dirt up on them and cover it up and clean them out in the middles.
Now, after you've plowed, do you know of something that they would use to break the ground up even finer?
Well, my daddy has talked of a middle buster.
Oh.
But you know, I've never, I don't know whether I've ever seen one actually work or not. Now, I know that lots of times when he has just planted his crop and it's still in the ground and it comes a real hard rain on it, it'll pack that ground.
Uh-huh.
He'll take, I guess it would, I don't know whether it'd be called a middle buster or not, but he'd take something out that and that was on a roller type thing,
uh-huh,
that had prongs sticking out of it all over, and it would roll over and bust up the ground so that the crops could come through. But I don't know whether it would be called.
Now there's something that's called like a harrow or a, do you know that word?
Har. I'd call it a har.
Har.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. But that's what people call it in Marshall, too, but I didn't know it
before. Yeah.
And I think that may be.
Do you think that's what that is?
That might be what that is, although I haven't actually ever seen one either. But, you know, I've heard people talking about those.
I think I've seen it maybe just parked in the yard or something like that.
Yeah.
But as far as ever being out in the fields and watching it work, you know, that was before we got out. The only time we ever went to the fields was when we chopped and picked cotton.
Yeah. what would you call, this would be the same thing on a car or on a wagon, the thing that the wheels fit onto that runs underneath, there would be two straight rods sort of running underneath that the wheels would fit onto. And I think they have them on cars, or they used to, that the tires would fit onto.
I don't know.
Axle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. Axle, but...
But
you know,
that in reference to a wagon.
Right.
In reference to a car. You know those kind of wooden frames that they used to put boards across, like a... Sometimes they're shaped like an A, and almost like two A's together with the thing on the top, and they'll put, oh, like somebody's going to have a church supper sometimes, they'll just put boards on the top of them.
Horses.
Okay, yeah.
That's what we've always called them.
Good. Okay, when you fix your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
And people used to sharpen straight razors on a leather
strap.
And the type of ammunition that you put in a pistol, not